Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes McAuliffe trying to get to third. Kelly throws the ball into Melton, who tags McAuliffe for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Freehan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradley moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. May reaches second base with a double. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Freehan moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hermann strikes out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews scores. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brinkman moves to third. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez bunts towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Brinkman scores. McAuliffe moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Frien and he is safe. May steals second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Johnstone moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Terry Forster now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cash bunts towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to third. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freehan scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brinkman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orta strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Allen steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Jatah pinch hits for Ron Peronoski. Paul Jatah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jatah strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline pinch hits for Gates Brown. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Willie Horton now playing left field. Al Kaline now playing right field. Fred Sherman now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orta misplays the ball. That's an error on Orta. Mickey Stanley pinch hits for Norm Cash. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Frien moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. Frien moves to third. One out. Ike Brown pinch hits for Jim Northrup. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Ike Brown now playing first base. Mike Kilkenny now pitching. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frien hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.